This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I do have the right to fight back, and I'm fighting back not for me. I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
No collusion.
There was no collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
There is absolutely no collusion.
There's no collusion.
The fact is, there is no collusion.
No collusion.
There's no collusion.
This is a investigation where many, many millions of dollars has been spent. And there's no collusion.
This is a win for this president who, for now 2 years, has essentially been screaming there was no Russia collusion. He is backed up by Mueller.
Maybe every time he said no collusion, but more than 231 times so far, maybe every time he said no collusion, he was telling the truth.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
Hey, you know, Alex, they might go easy on you if you back down. They're going to hurt you if you don't. That's the funniest thing, man. That happens on the street all the time. It's always some guy that's got a Porsche, some trophy wife or something. They think they're powerful because they sold out. They walk over in the country, people like me, Bill, and they tell me, how's it going? Boy, you're getting really beat up right now. You know, you might want to play ball. It's hilarious. I'm not here to play ball, dumbass. I'm here to overturn your system and restore the republic. So get ready for it. That's why they don't get it. I get killed. I get in prison. I win as long as I'm right with God. And I'll do whatever it takes. But I do want to fight as hard as I can, as long as I can. That's why I need your prayers, folks. A lot of great callers here right now. You can feel the spirit of liberty rising right now. I can feel it, can't you? That's what really matters. Whew. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're making some great points. You got 3 minutes. Make those points, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, I'd like to just throw a theory out there. So personally, I come from a long bloodline of Ulster Scots, basically from northern Scotland, you know, the Highlands, Isle of Skye, and Ulster, Northern Ireland. And my family's been here.
So that translates to absolute badasses.
Yeah, and it sometimes works against me, as I'm sure you know. Since the 1600s, you know, one of which was, I think, a judge during the Salem witch trials. And people like us, there's not many left. The ones that are left are basically, you know, that strength, that ancestral call is kind of diluted. And what I've noticed is the wool being pulled over our eyes is not successful on families and bloodlines like this. So, you know, what the mainstream media is pushing is very effective for a lot of people. Unfortunately, the majority.
Well, just say it. We're not wolves, we're sheepdogs. And we look at the general public, a bunch of sheep bought into their own destruction. It's very frustrating.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. I mean, I walk through day to day with that ancestral knowledge that, I mean, not that I can tell right from wrong.
100%. No, I know, but you're dialed in. You can feel it, yeah.
You could feel it.
And, it's not just you. It's a bunch of people, yeah.
Yeah, talking with my grandfather who, you know, he's seen a lot of things, you know, 53-year, you know, Mason and so on and so forth. You know, he could tell, and it's just, it's one of those things that you either have it or you don't. And unfortunately, you can't.
Oh, that's really it. That's what, that. Yeah, exactly. That's what Trump even said to me before. He goes, you either have it or you don't. Give people a little bit of what's happening in the Trump conversation. But Trump's like, you've got it, I've got it. Men like us, we either have it or you don't. And that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
And you can be black, you can be white, you can be Asian, you can be Hispanic. You either have it or you don't. That's what it is.
Keep fighting a good fight.
Anything else you want to add, Brian?
No, that's all.
God bless you, brother. You either have it or you don't. And it's that these globalists don't have it. All they've got is the devil. Imagine, they don't have any connection to their ancestors. None of the data. No connection to God. They think we're crazy because we know God. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You know, as I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
It's Alex Jones.
We're going to go to Jimmy. We're going to go to Jimmy. And everybody else. And then I promise, I'll do this on purpose. This public service announcement on vaccines is so critical and so key. And if people just get this one piece of info, I know we can save millions of children. When we talk about children, we don't talk about what color they are, or their mommy or daddy are, but that soul they've got in their red blood. And how they're always being hunted by the enemy. That's why I can't ever be a racist. Even though minorities have been brainwashed against me, many of them, I can't look at children and hate them for who they are when they have the potential universe in them. But that doesn't mean I won't stand up for who I am. And that's why I really love Martin Luther King, because I've actually read a lot of his full speeches and watched a lot of them. It's just common sense. That's why he was so popular. He was saying things that everybody knew and that America wanted, no matter what color you were. And now you tune into the modern left. It's the complete opposite of Martin Luther King. He said it's not what color you are. It's what you stand for and what you produce and what you do. Everybody knows that. Like, be honest with you. When there's a badass restaurant, I use this analogy 500 times. I'll do it 501 times. If there's a super good restaurant, whether it's soul food or whether it's Chinese or whether it's Southern cooking or whether it's Mexican, you don't walk in there and look and go, oh, there's a bunch of Mexicans owning this. I'm not going to eat here. I don't like Mexicans. You go to Mexican food restaurants, it's almost all white people because the Mexican food's delicious. But that's what I mean. You don't listen to a song like Gnarls Barkley. In fact, I want to go out with this. I'll take a few calls, but I want to go out with Crazy. About 2 minutes of it. You don't think, well, that's Gnarls Barkley. You know, he's black. So I'm not going to listen to that. You hear that soul. That's a human. That's your brother right there. But you tune into CNN. All it is white people are out to get you. And you know the plan is to turn whites into racist. So they can then be political donors to the system. And we don't want that. We want to stop this crap right now. And that's why Trump's saying, you're beautiful, you're an American, you're a human, you're beautiful, we're all together. And they howl and say he's the enemy. When Trump's like the second coming of Martin Luther King. And his whole life's been that. And I'm not defending Trump. But they had all these old racist, rich golf clubs and tennis clubs across the country. They're going bankrupt that were run by 100-year-old senile racist people. And Trump went and bought them up, and then he opened them up to everybody. Whether you're a rich Japanese guy or a rich black guy or a rich white guy, he didn't care. Because he was a free market guy. And that's why all the rappers loved Trump. Well, he was the coolest guy because he had all these rappers stay at his house, made him breakfast himself, in his house, his robe. And then all those people like Snoop Dogg that stayed at Trump's house. I know he did. I told people that saw it. Piss on him and call him a racist. When he had you to his house, and had you play at his clubs and made you money. You're a piece of crap, Snoop Dogg. And all those other people that made me sick. All right, Jimmy's phone cut out because he was cussing. We hang up on folks when they do that. We can only delay it once, so I want to hear what you had to say. You called back in. I'm glad you did. Please don't cuss. Jimmy, what's your view on all the stuff that's coming and what's happening with the Mueller report?
I think the truth is already out, and Trump just needs to go after them. The Democrats is just full of lies. That's all they're going to do is continue to lie and try to divide the country more. We need to go after them. We need to deploy the military, arrest them, and prosecute them. That's what we need to do.
And let me say that. I don't like police state or martial law. They're not going to stop. So what, are we just going to sit here and wait for them to do more stuff?
Yeah, and we're not going to survive this. Sorry about that. We're not.
One more time, we got to let you go. I want to hear you, but you can't say we can't survive this effing cancer. Let him call back in. Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Don't cuss again. You're a smart guy. You don't need to cuss. We can't do it. We're on FCC stations. I agree. The Democrats can cuss on TV. Trump can. We can't. We're not as good as they are. What is your, I agree, gut level. I don't want a war with the Democrats. They're already attacking us. They won't stop. So what do we do?
We need to go after them. We're already at war. Alex is already at war. The war's begun. It started. We in battle. There's no surrender. It's to the death. We need to take them out. We got to arrest them. We got to go after them. We got to prosecute them. That's the only.
Well, the president, and Stephen Miller, and they listen. The Pentagon listens. What do you want them to do?
They need to deploy the military and round them up. We got the evidence. It's there. There's nothing else to wait for. We've been waiting for 2 years. The biggest hoax ever.
Well, it's true. They're not stopping, and they're still trying to overthrow the country, and they're trying to cause. You turn on the news, it's all race war. It's just crazy. And all Americans want, Jimmy, is to live in peace, right?
Yes, all we want to do is live in peace, no matter what color you are. We all one.
The problem is Trump is surrounded by so many traitors. He would do the right thing, but he just, well, I don't know. I don't know what you do when there's all these cowards bred up in the swamp. Mainly, I'll just say it, it's all a bunch of weird white people, a bunch of weird, crazy, Harvard-educated white people that are out preaching race war because they want to control things. And I don't know what we do about it. I don't know what we do about it because I sit there and I watch Nadler and all these people, and I just don't know. God bless you, Jimmy. Good points. I mean, they are up to their eyeballs with foreign governments. I have zero connection to foreign governments. Trump has zero connections. You think Trump trusts people in his own government, much less he's going to go in a hotel and have Russian women piss on him? Of course it turned out to be fake. But where do they go next? What do they do next? You know, I'll say this. One reason I haven't gotten violent is that all these globalists are nothing but targets. They're just minions. You could kill 1,000 globalist minions that wouldn't do a damn thing. It's a spirit. You kill it in your heart with God. I'm telling you. The most important thing I've said in 24 years on air. That's what I'm going to say right now. You don't kill the globalists putting a bullet to their head. Or breaking their neck. And if they're coming at you and your family, you got to do it. And I say, defend yourself and don't hesitate. But you kill them by loving God and being a good man, a good woman. And not letting them intimidate you and speaking out. And that's what it comes down to. All right, who's been holding the next longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Maryland. You're on the air, Robert. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call.
Good to talk to you, brother.
It's good to talk to you, brother. Do you remember the defense intelligence that I sent you? I think I've even stepped it up. I think the next defense intelligence that you need is to sell banners. And you need to efficiently use the InfoWars army and have every one of them have their own mini banner that they can hang up everywhere.
No, I agree. People need to get out of the streets. That's the answer to censorship.
And I think with this Mueller report, we need to take this victory in stride and we need to march forward towards 2020. After we win the election, we can take care of all these jackals and hyenas.
I just don't know why everybody's so paralyzed. At a gut level, if the patriots in our government move against the traitors, they're going to fold like a house of cards. And I just think it's the safest course. It's not safe for me to say it, but I've already called for covert action against the Democrats. They're sold out to foreign powers. They're criminal. I'm not going to do it myself. That's not my forte, even though I can do it. No problem. We're going to go to break. Come back with 2 minutes of this, and I'll come back to you, sir. I'm not running my mouth. Everybody knows. These people are a joke. They're very easy to beat. You just got to have the will to do it. I'm going to play some of Gnarls Barkley when we come back on this side. Stay with us. I knew too much. I just knew too much.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Black racist and white racist and all of you at the same time. Crank it up. That's my only advice.
That's my only advice.
You think you're in control.
Come on now. Who do you think you are?
Bless your heart.
Bless your soul.
You're in control.
You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy.
Possibly.
Just like you.
All through my life, the heroes have been the ones. Who are they? How much I hate myself that I don't do a good enough job preparing to, like, explain how important this is. That's why I do the theatrics. Because if you just like, oh, by the way, here's a diamond in the rough, nobody cares. If you say, oh, here's the big news, nobody cares. But if you build it up, maybe folks care. Maybe kids don't get brain damaged. Brain little boys. You know, we brain damage our little boys because deep down we're used to men getting killed and used up. Globals are smart. You know, if 1 in 58 little girls couldn't change their diaper when they were 20 years old, we'd do something about it, wouldn't we? But our little boys need to stick their chins up and tough it out, don't they? Yeah, that sounds sick. I'll be honest with you, I got a 16-year-old son who's super handsome and 6'2 already and super smart and first in his class, and I just genetically don't worry about him. My three daughters are so spoiled. the only thing I think about. But see, that's genetic. Because he's a man. He's not a woman. Think about that. Think about how we treat our men. That's okay, though. That's what men are supposed to be treated like. But they do this chic alchemy of trying to claim women are men when men are men and women are women and everybody knows it. And the great crime is saying we're not the same thing. Because the magic of the man and the woman in that holy alchemy creating a new creature is something the devil hates. And I watch so many people I've known who've joined the dark side, who've joined Lucifer, believing that they would be given some type of enlightenment. And all they're given is bondage to the system they signed on to. And there's always more demands by the devil. God doesn't make more demands. You want to give yourself to God. God always says, are you sure you want to do that? Not the devil. The devil says you're going to do that. And so that's all I'm saying is people better choose which side they're on. We got Stacy, and we've got Gary, and we've got Jacob, and we got Bob, and we got Danny, and we got Berger, who's been holding. Berger has been holding for an hour and 11 minutes in California. Welcome, Berger. Thank you for calling.
Right, Alex. I want to talk to you for a minute. I just want to say, like I said, the Mueller report is all fake. And like I said, what they're doing is they're playing with 300 million people's lives out here. That's how many real Americans out here. But from that report alone, I got Democrat friends all on Facebook, and they just steady believing it. And it's been 2 years. And the point is, the military has to step in. Like the other caller said, they have to step in. And like I said, if they don't build this border wall, we've been compromised. And I got this from Lyndon LaRouche about the British invasion. This is the truth. We don't need just a border wall on the southern side. We need one on the northern side, too, because the Muslims are pouring in.
Well, again, it's not the British people, but, yeah, the British imperial model is manipulating this. That's exactly what's going on.
That's exactly what's going on. That's what we're trying to tell people. But, like I said, they've been wanting this country since it was founded by George Washington. That's the whole point. So what happened was we've just been assassinating presidents and, like I said, just taking over the military. And I just think we broke down completely. Everything's been sold to China. The infrastructure is gone. I mean, you can see this from your own eyes.
And then how crazy is it to watch Trump trying to just do basic good and being opposed?
Listen, I prayed for Trump. I didn't even know he was going to be in office. I told my wife before he was even thinking about running, I said, unless we get a border wall, this is the only way we're going to survive. This is the only way. And I've seen what they did to Europe. I've seen how they pulled the Africans in and how they just letting it. And it's unbelievable. It's the same thing happening here. And we can't tell that. And the military can't. It's just ridiculous.
No, they know. They know. They know. So it's crazy. And to see how many Americans are against the country, really, it makes me sad.
I'm from Compton, California. We done lost a lot of black lives over here due to this Democrat invasion that they brung on us. And we were on the front lines, bro. It ain't even no more black people kind of left in Los Angeles. They done flooded us so much to where, man, our gangs won't even exist if we had them. It's over. I mean, they've been murdering us, getting away with it. They crossed back to the border. We can't do that. We cannot do that. They keep coming over, killing
brother,
the cops.
This is World War
even
IV.
The cops.
This is it. This is the takedown of America. And we got a president trying to do something, but he's not going hard enough, man. These Democrats need to be politically dealt with. They need to be wiped out. They're not Americans. They went over the line. They drew first blood. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth Crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. You got it? This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And the
that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
That's Merle Haggard, who, by the way, was a big listener. And I'm not going to get into private stories, but we almost got him on the show. But he just didn't come on. You know, I'm not name dropping because I really don't care about famous people unless they're Willie Nelson. And I got to be pretty good friends with Willie Nelson because they thought I didn't like Bush. And as soon as Obama got in, his wife flipped out on me when I was at his house. Willie apologized, but you know, it's okay. I think it's like his fifth wife. But you know, the Willie Nelson you see at 86 on the road is not the real Willie Nelson. That guy's like a wind-up toy now they put up there on the stage. But
I'm not a marijuana smoker. But about 15 years ago, first time hanging out with Willie Nelson on his bus, he's got a vapor before we'd ever seen him. It was like this big, they call it a volcano. It's got this big ball on it, and it's still, he's like, he goes, here, I'm going to take a hit off this. He goes, take some. It's like a spit dripping off of it. It's like a peace pipe. And I'm like, I never had a dude spit in my mouth. It's the gayest thing I ever did, but I took it. And meanwhile, I'm crawling through the parking lot 2 hours later, had to call somebody to come get me because the weed was so strong. So I guess that's why they said they're going to roll him up and smoke him. Now, I'd known Nelson 5 years before that photo was taken right there. That's me and Jesse Ventura with Willie Nelson in his house. He's got his own little town called Luck outside Austin. Bunch of old buildings, shoots a bunch of movies out there. But that was when he was like 75 years old. I met Willie when he was about 70. He's 86 now. So I've known him a long time. So that's not name dropping. I don't care about Hollywood people, but Willie Nelson, a little different because there's like three different types of people in the area of Texas he's from. My family's from the county right next to his county. There's kind of the nice, friendly Scott type guys with long hair that are real friendly, but they're actually tough guys like Willie Nelson. There's kind of the big old Bubba jock types, the Chad types, and there's kind of the church going types. Just Willie Nelson's so much like my family. All my people I know, most of them are dead now. Old great uncles and all the rest of it. It's just weird to know Willie Nelson. I know he's a good guy. You know, Willie Nelson sought me out. I was showing Endgame. I talked to him before, met him once before, but I was showing Endgame like 12 years ago. That's when he came on the air. And I gave a speech. People are like, Willie Nelson's in the back. He wants to talk to you. He goes, oh, I met you before. I like what you're doing. You need to come over to my house. I want to come on your show. I'm like, okay, sure. Here's my number. Yeah, right. Then Willie Nelson starts calling me. And, man, when I had his numbers, I could call him up. He talked for like an hour. Like a real guy, you know. But he just believed me. Because he hears Beto and Bernie Sanders say, we're going to give everybody stuff, free stuff. And he goes, that sounds like a good thing to do. And he's giving away almost every bit of his money. I remember like 15 years ago, he goes, you know, you're doing good work exposing 9/11. He goes, you need any money? I'll just write you a check. How much you need? A couple hundred thousand. And I was like, Mr. Nelson, I don't want your money. But see, that's what the leftists do, is they manipulate good-hearted people like Willie. Look at Willie. That's a good-hearted person in that photo with Pedo O'Rourke, and Pedo's a big-ass predator. So it just makes me sick sometimes. But that wasn't a name-dropping story. I guess we're coming in with country music, so I got into that. Maybe we should intro the next segment with little Waylon Jennings. Luckenbach, Texas is good too, but there's only two things in this world that make it worth living: guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I think that's probably true. No, it's that live rendition of Silver Stallion. The part where it's queued up to Waylon Jennings. I'm going to find me a reckless woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes and just a touch of sadness in her fingers and thunder and lightning in her thighs. Who comes up with stuff like that? It's totally true. I'm going to find me a reckless woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes, and just a touch of sadness in her fingers, and thunder and lightning in her thighs. Caller's been holding long enough here. Well, you got 30 phone lines. Everybody's got a hold, so I appreciate everybody. Danny in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for all you do. Can you hear me? And thank you to your crew, and thank you to you for being in the crosshairs and happy to be there.
I love it.
Anyway, I think what we're all stumbling over is what Mr. Trump needs to do, and he needs to be the first president to recognize that the United States Constitution was suspended more than 100 years ago, and he should use that to his advantage and become the triumphant dictator.
No, you're right. We're under a bureaucratic dictatorship. So when I call for Trump to be dictator, it's only to end the dictatorship, which is very smart of you to say that.
Right, and you need to be the intellectual leader of the movement to get him on that point and say, Mr. President, you have to recognize that the only way we win this is to win it quickly. It's got to be a blitzkrieg. You got to take these people into custody overnight.
And he's the only type of leader like Washington Washington signed thousands of death warrants. He's the only person that'll turn it loose once he's done it.
Right. I don't want death warrants. I just want people locked up, and I want them coerced into confessing as to working for the globalists.
No, but let's be honest. Death warrants are quicker.
I know, but we need the confessions. We need these people to admit what they were up to, and the way you kill a globalist is to take their children into protective custody. If you own their bloodline, you own them.
No, I agree, and most of their children are 45, 50 and are involved in the crime. No, I here's the deal. They're trying to destroy me. I know who they are. I don't sell this stuff to be like a big shoot my mouth off. This will be on the news tonight. I agree, man. This is a foreign criminal group. We need to move against them. So what do you think Trump should do?
Well, I mean, first thing I would do is I'd have the Senate call Mueller before them and have him answer, how long did he have this determination that there was no collusion, and how long did he...
And when was his first meeting with Rosenstein and Comey?
Right, but he clearly held this report until after the midterm elections. He knew there was no collusion 8-10 months ago.
That's right, he meddled in the 2018 election.
Exactly. If you make that case publicly before the Senate, then this whole thing withers away, that this whole thing wasn't political. So sap the energy out of that, because they're never going to let go of this.
Well, I agree. You know, I'm not a violent person, but I know how many people deep state have killed because they were seen as disruptive. What do you think of the globalists? We're not calling for this. We're nonviolent. What if the globalists got a bloody nose? Would you think they might go away, or no, they can't help it?
There is no way they're going to go away. That's just not in their nature. They're just like parasites that need a host. They just have to be able to feed on us.
You're right. They're robotic. They're not higher order.
Right. But I love what you do. Keep doing it.
No. Let me hear more from you. Don't hang up, Danny. So, no, I mean, I agree. So what does Trump need to do? He needs to, what does he need to do?
Well, I mean, we have to certainly, it's like Gnarls Barkley. We got to get crazy. We got to let them know that we have formed a weapon against them that they can't overcome, that we're going to go where we have to go to get this done. You have to threaten them with something that they actually believe could be done to them. And if
no, I agree. I mean, how arrogant are they to be all over the news saying they're going to impeach the president when they're the ones caught trying to overthrow an election? It's just, they're just a bunch, and all the lies they've told. I mean, my God.
Right, but you could invalidate all of the elections over the last 100 years just saying that the money aspect of electioneering is bribery. It's all...
Well, let me make an announcement when we come back, Danny. But I'm betting on Trump. I think Trump knows existentially they're going to destroy him unless he does what must be done. Do what must be done, Lord Vader.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Woman.
Just a touch of sadness in her finger. Thunder and lightning in her thigh.
That's the live version. It's a good song.
And we're going to ride.
You know, I got here today and I had all these clips and all this news and I basically covered none of it. I've covered the Mueller report. I've covered how they're going to strike back, why they're so arrogant. And just what a bunch of crap the globalists are. And I'm just going to say this to listeners. You know, people tell me, they say, don't tell the globalists what's going on with you. But see, I don't get up here and lie. See, imagine, I don't plan any of this. If I tried to lie to you, what that would be like. I can't lie to myself. So I'll be honest with folks. We plan to expand last year. They filed 20-something lawsuits on us. They've taken our sponsors, bank accounts, harassed the hell out of us. You stood up for us, and we're still here. But I think there's this idea, because the Mueller report, and because it looks like Trump's winning, that, oh, well, we're doing good. No, we're in the middle of the war. And so, yeah, we're having some big victories, but I've just seen the audience, just like when a Republican gets elected, even though they're traitors a lot of times, people just go to sleep. And I don't want to lay people off here. And, you know, I actually pay our media people, and I pay them well, about twice what people are paid in Texas. But they pay people almost nothing for media jobs now. People on Discovery Channel, History Channel, they're like, well, I used to make big movies 20 years ago, but now I work for free, hoping I get a credit on this movie. Hollywood's a joke, folks. Netflix and 1,000 shows a year, all of it's crap. So I get there's a glut of media. But this is a place to spend your money. InfoWarsStore.com. Great books, great films, great T-shirts, great supplements. And if you just go there and if you just buy it, you're funding the second American Revolution and you're standing in defiance of Soros and Hillary and all these losers. Because here's the thing. We've pretty much beat this wave of the enemy, but more waves are coming. And I want to be here to face those future waves. Someday I won't be able to do that, but I am in your hands. And when I say that, it's not hyperbole. And at a sick level, it's almost like I've already fought a couple wars. You know, I could eject out of here, but I passed that point a long time ago. I can't stop now. And so I'm in God's hands. And God works through you. And so I can sit here and ask you to financially support us. But at the end of the day, we all really know that isn't what matters. Doesn't really matter, does it? What matters is the decision you make about your soul. And if your soul is pointed at God, you're going to make the right decision regardless. But I know so many people watch and listen, despite the censorship, new numbers are, which I don't even really want to announce. This is what we're smart people I listen to go, Alex Jones, don't announce this. I can't help having to do it. We're reaching more people than we ever have on third-party sites. And it's not on the few little outposts we have. It's through the public taking actions. That's beautiful. The byproduct is that they're not the type of listeners that buy stuff. So we're winning the ethereal war of minds like never before. It's like Super Mario Brothers when you get the mushroom and you're like invincible. We're at that point, but back at the real world home base, feast or famine, best of times, worst of times, tale of two cities. Financially, we're not doing well. So put it on your calendar, mark it down your ledger, however you do it, sign up for auto ship, whatever you do, we got stuff you need. And Lord, I'm not judging you. I know I go to box stores myself when I'm busy or whatever. I'm not blaming you. I stay in establishment hotels if I'm busy. I don't have time to find a mom and pop. Hell, Airbnb's banned us. I haven't even made that announcement yet. Try to stay in people's houses. But we need your financial support. We just need folks to make that commitment and realize they're changing the world. A lot of you have done it. A lot of you hadn't, and I appreciate you. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Marcos in Texas, or is it... Oh, my God, it's Gary in Virginia. Gary in Virginia, come on down. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm happier than a pig in manure, brother.
Yeah, that's one of my sayings, too. Look, I'm a first-time caller, but I haven't known about y'all for probably 7 or 8 years. But this thing we were all talking about deep down in you, that all this is happening. I've known for, actually ever since I've been a little boy that this day is coming. And where I see we're at today is, InfoWars is out there fighting and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And yes, they are winning the information war. But what I see is, which is great, but because you need to wake the people up. But in my opinion, what I see is this is exactly what they want anyway. I mean, the more that it can get turned out here and the more that their cause can be, released to the people to where the people get used to hearing that on an everyday schedule, the more that the people get used to it.
I totally agree with you. It's a paradox. Because we expose globalism, but by exposing it, people just get used to globalism. I agree with you. So how do you deal with that paradox?
Well, I'm a mechanic by trade, and I only know right and wrong. And if you're going by we're all going by this so-called globalist schedule right now. So they could come
you said it. A mechanic is like a mechanical mathematician. If the stuff doesn't line up, it doesn't work. So what do you think we did?
I think what the other caller said, we should do that immediately. And I think that as far as another special counsel is concerned, look, they're Washington is using all these things for excuses. They're look at the level to where we're at. But yet, the least they're trying to get people on the least amount instead of just going straight down in because you got the evidence. And
no, exactly. This has been used to cover up the illegal spying. The Mueller report is a cover up. Trump saying it's a victory. Now he gets it isn't. Now it's a blueprint for Congress to go after obstruction. No, Mueller, Comey, McCabe. Rosenstein, they all committed crimes publicly. Stop being on the defense. Offense now.
This is what I don't understand. Now, I voted for Trump, and I love Trump. And, I watch every move. I've been watching all these moves as long as you have. And I live, eat, and sleep this every day. I've lost friends over it. They think I'm crazy.
Being informed is crazy nowadays.
I know, but what I'm getting at is these people that are in power. Well, see, Trump, this is one thing that bothered me that Trump did and what he didn't do is, and I can excuse him.
It's okay, we got 30 seconds. Tell us what he did.
Well, when he got in and Jeff Sessions recused himself, then we went through 2 years of all this crap for absolutely nothing.
No, I hear you. Here's what I've learned having 100 employees, and they're great people. I don't know what's going on in the next office to me. People are loyal, or they get the mission, or they don't. We got a lot of... Trump got pissed at Sessions. It's like... So, look, Trump is not God, okay? And it's up to us to keep pushing. But Sessions is a weak, broken, compromised person. There's a new sheriff in town because Trump caught him by the short hairs. We need to exercise power now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.